there's never been a better test to determine who's really human than this entire COVID vaccine compliance test. If you think about it, what most people are proving right now with their, I don't know, their blind obedience to the masks and the vaccines and the booster shots and the authoritarianism and so on, all they're really proving is that they are programmable life forms, PLFs. Now, PLFs, we've had a lot of theories about PLFs for quite some time. But let me just contrast PLFs against people like you and I who are conscious. We have souls. We are capable of critical thinking. We are capable of questioning the narratives. But PLFs, which is, let's say, about half the population right now, all they do is regurgitate what they're told. They're incapable of critical thinking. So they'll say things that they've heard on the news, and then they will claim that those are their own thoughts. Like, I believe in science. No, you just heard somebody on CNN say that. The only thing you believe in is CNN. But it's not even that. They don't really believe in anything. They're PLFs. So one of the theories has been that these non-humans, I mean, again, this is one of the theories, that they're not human, that they were born without souls. Now, I don't know that that's true with everybody. I mean, these are just ideas to brainstorm, but one theory is they were born without souls. And the reason that this has suddenly come to mind is because we're now starting to see a lot of babies born who were injected, whose mothers were injected with the spike protein jab. So, you know, we're about 9 months after the first vaccines started being given. And babies that are being born, the ones that I've seen, some of the photos, they are soulless. They're like empty, hollow demon eyes. And they appear to be utterly soulless. And it makes you wonder how far this gene alteration technology has gone. Has it altered these babies during development to where they're no longer human? Are they being born as programmable life forms? And maybe this is the new wave, you know, to be deliberately programmed rather than just kind of some people being spontaneously PLFs. I don't have all the answers on this, but something wicked is going on. And these babies are being born. Apparently, it looks like they're soulless, okay? And frankly, if you look at the people who are pushing this authoritarianism, and you notice how many leftists have taken this COVID opportunity to suddenly unleash their inner tyrant, and they've come out and they've just, oh, you must obey. And doctors are the same way. You must go on a ventilator. We're going to murder you with a ventilator. And you realize when you look at enough of these people, like these CNN fake doctors and so on, you realize they can't be human. Because to be fully qualified as human, you would have to have empathy. You would have to have compassion for fellow human beings. And these so-called people that are engaged in all of this murderous activity and the depopulation and so on, how could they possibly be human? So one of the theories is that they're not humans. So let's see. The one of the sub-theories I already mentioned is that they were born without souls. Another sub-theory is that they've been infested with demonic possession. Well, I guess infestation and possession are two different degrees of demonic influence. So infestation means demonic influence, but not total control. So an infestation can cause somebody to feel influence. They might hear messages from demonic entities, for example. They might be compelled to do evil things, you know, things like that. Whereas possession is, well, I'm sorry, there are two types of possessions. One type is the unwilling possession, which is where a demon takes over someone's body, usually temporarily, and usually with some kind of a fight internally. And the person is not welcoming the demon in. But for some reason, they have a spiritual vulnerability, usually caused by sin, it turns out. And then the demon can take possession temporarily, but it's not a permanent state. the demon will take possession, cause that person to do something or say something or, you know, whatever, carry out some act, and then the demon leaves, and then the person has no memory of what they did. So that's the involuntary version of possession. Then the other one is, what's the term for this? Like complete? I think it's called complete possession, where the person is begging Satan to possess their body and take them over. And the person wants their own soul to be in the background, and they actually want Satan to take over. And there are a lot of people like this in the left-wing radical movements. We've seen the demonic possession leaders in Black Lives Matter, Antifa, a lot of them actually externalize their inner demons. Some of them are permanently possessed by demons. And so they're externalizing that through the, have you seen these alien modifications that people do? The body piercings, the demonic tattoos, all the body alterations and so on. That's, Steve Quayle has a word for this. What does he call it? Like externalizing or something. I forgot the term. But it's when the inner demon wants to express the outer body that reflects the inner demon. So there's a lot of people like that. And that's different from people who are just born without souls, who are easily programmable. And then the third category of all this is, according to some people, I have to put that disclaimer out there, is alien hybrids. Some people will say that there are such creatures walking among us. So I interviewed, Dr. Michael Sala, I think, exopolitics.org, is it? Is that his website? Sorry, I don't have it in front of me. But he says that there are hybrids that are that know they are not human, and they are in society right now walking among us. David Icke, of course, has said much the same thing for many, many years, and that these so-called hybrids reportedly seek to take over, you know, all the institutions in society. And a lot of times I will refer to this, but often metaphorically, like I don't know if they're actual aliens from another planet or if they're just anti-human, you know, they're just alien to the human race in terms of what they are, you know, like to me, a demon is also in essence an alien life force because it's not human, right? So I know there are, quote, alien, sort of alien-oriented people pretending to be human. I just don't know if it's the full-blown version that, you know, that other people are talking about. Who knows? But the point is they're not human. And they seem to be hell-bent on exterminating the human race. They want to take over. They want to unleash their exotic bioweapons. They want to destroy the human race, ultimately. And they're doing that by first seizing control of all of the human institutions, okay? So these individuals, whoever they are or wherever they're from, they're often the globalist. And they have an inner life, and then they have an outer life. The outer life is the life that they pretend for public consumption. You know, they pretend to be humanitarians, or they pretend to be involved in human rights and women's rights and whatever, or they pretend to follow laws, right? But in their inner life, their secret life, which is in their inner circles, you know, they're all child trafficking demons and human sacrifice rituals and whatever else they're doing. And it's all about destroying humanity. So they're leading double lives, which must make their lives very complex, I would imagine. They have to remember which lies they've told to which group, you know? Gosh, well, I guess they're not even trying not to lie anymore. They just lie all the time and let the media cover them up, right? But in any case, these are, as far as I know, these are the different non-human entities that are currently interacting with the human race, and they're all seeking the destruction of the human race. So again, you have the soulless programmable life forms. You have the demon possessed, both involuntary possession and voluntary possession. And then finally, you have the non-human, quote, alien hybrids, whatever they are exactly, that some people say are walking among us. Those are the three categories. So once you know this, then if you go look at, you know, Nancy Pelosi, becomes a game. You know, it's like animal, vegetable, mineral. What is she? Like, what category can I put these people into? I'm not sure. But the big point in all of this is that this understanding that many of these actors who are walking among us are not human, this understanding suddenly explains all their behavior. Because if you've been living and wondering, why are they trying to hurt us, right? Why are they trying to kill people with the vaccines? Why are they murdering people with ventilators in the hospitals? Why are they locking down the economy, crushing the food supply? Why are they going to starve people out? Why are they building freaking quarantine death camps? What's going on? What's with all this madness? See, suddenly this answers it. They're not human. They're not human. The enforcers are not human. The globalists are not human. I don't know exactly what they are, but they're not human. They're not, they don't have human nervous systems. They don't have human brains, human functions, compassion, all that stuff. So that's why. And they're trying to get rid of humans. They really are. This really is an extermination agenda. There's no other explanation makes sense. And they can't be doing this on accident. No, it's all on purpose. Well, if they're doing it on purpose, they must know it's killing people. Of course they know. Why do you think they banned ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine? Because the people making those decisions are not human. Their agenda is to destroy humans. So once you look at the world in this way, which is a much more expanded perspective, then suddenly a lot of things make a lot of sense that didn't make sense before. So that's something to think about. Yeah, do your research, folks. There are bigger conspiracies about our cosmos and about our origins than you could possibly imagine. I mean, you thought COVID was a giant conspiracy. Has nothing compared to the far bigger conspiracy of how we actually came to be and the true history of the origins of the human race. So maybe we'll talk about that sometime. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Take care.